Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Let's do this. Come on. We're halfway through a Thursday.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Tigers are winners today this afternoon at Comerica, finishing the short two-game series with the Indians after the rainout. 7-5 the final. They split. Little Splitsville. Justin Verlander went 5. Didn't give up an earned run. Gets his second win. Took a couple of runs, though, of course, after he left in the fifth inning. And that was Ian Kinsler with a 3-run ding. Thank you very much. Kinsler with the 3-run homer. 4 ribbies on the day. Austin Jackson, the 2-sack flies. Joe Nathan, a perfect ninth for his second save. And the Tigers go to 7-5 on the season, just like the score today. 7-5. Now they're 7-5. Angels are in tomorrow. Albert Pujols is 4 homers away from 500. Is it possible in 3 games that Pujols could hit the milestone at Comerica? It is possible. Stand by for news. Drew Smyly and Jared Weaver tomorrow in the opener of the series. College baseball, Michigan opens their big Big Ten weekend set at Purdue tomorrow. MSU does the same in Indiana. Oakland U, we'll get a final on this game. I know you can't wait, but hang tight. Oakland U and Youngstown State, they're playing a weekend series as well. Pistons all done. Got nothing to tell you about them except they do have the 8th draft spot in the June draft with the draft lottery coming up on May 20th. And the Red Wings will open, finally, the Stanley Cup playoffs at Boston tomorrow night. Seems like it's been forever since the Wings finished the season on Sunday against the Blues. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs, round one, game one. Still a 1-1 tie. Flyers and Rangers at the Madison Square Garden in New York City, and they're now done with two. I know that because I see Lundqvist heading off the ice. Henrik, and speaking of Henrik Zetterberg is skating, as you know, but it looks like he won't. They skated a little longer, then they left for Boston, so I don't think Zetterberg's close at all yet. Just think it's a huge mistake anyhow, but that's another story. Blackhawks and Blues are underway in St. Louis. That's a 1-1 game as well, that in the first period. Minnesota and the Avs coming up in about an hour. And in about 2 hours from now, it's the Kings and Sharks in San Jose. Other baseball, American League, Minnesota double dip today because of a rainout. Shut out Toronto early, 7-0. Kyle Gibson is 3-0 for the Twins. Toronto has the nightcap right now in their possession at 2-1, fourth inning. Texas beat Seattle 8-6, and despite getting 8 runs and a bunch of hits, Prince Fielder took a collar again, 0-3. 164 is his batting average. Robinson Cano and Shin-Soo Choo each hit their first home runs.
You know what? You guys kill me. When Prince heats up, you won't be giving an update, will you?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I'll probably give an update all year. And I didn't do it the other night. I just happened to look today and say, let's take a look. Scored 8 runs. Let's see what he did. Yankees over Tampa, 4-1 fourth. Boston White Sox, those scores second. Kansas City over Houston, 1-0 second. You know what? Maybe I'll make that determination. No, hey, dude, I like Prince. I would think it'd be cool. Look, if I could say right now he's hitting .425 and is leading the league with 17 homers in 14 games. That'd be great. National League, Philadelphia over Atlanta, 1-0. That's a final from this afternoon. Ben Revere, an RBI single in the eighth. Dodgers beat the Giants 2-1 in San Francisco. As I mentioned earlier, L.A. is 8-3 on the road in the early going. Colorado, San Diego, there is no more no-no for Ian Kennedy. It was broken up in the sixth. Rockies, in fact, have now scored 2 against the Padres. It's 1-1 in the 7th. St. Louis over Washington, 4-0 5th. Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, 2-2 5th. Andrew McCutchen, the MVP, his first homer of the season. At the PGA Tour Heritage at Hilton Head, round 1, it's Kuchar, McGirt, and Langley, all at 5 under par 66. That's a 2-shot lead on Harris English. NBA playoffs begin Saturday with 4 games, going from 12:30 p.m. all the way to 9:30 at night. You can just sit there like a slog, eat and drink your way to oblivion, and watch basketball all day on Saturday. It'll literally go from 12:30 till that final game's over right around midnight. So that's a lot of NBA. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. It's smart by the NBA. Well, I know this because I loved it. I miss it, in fact. Saw every episode. The Office on NBC.
Based in where? Based where?
Scranton, PA.
Which is next to?
Dunder Mifflin.
Wilkes-Barre, PA.
That's your town, man.
I lived there for 5 months.
Did you ever go to Dunder Mifflin?
No.
Did you ever get paper from them to write your paper?
No, I read the paper.
Why didn't you call Steve Carell and Rainn Wilson and see if you get some paper from Dunder Mifflin? Maybe you could have dated one of the fine love. You could have dated Mindy Kaling before she got her own radio, TV show.
Really weird place, I'm telling you.
Scranton? Everybody says that. Why is it? What is it? It's like creepy or something?
Yeah.
You know, Ping used to work there, too. He worked in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. My buddy Steve Carmerson worked in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and they all said, dude, something wrong here.
It's something, Mark, you're like in this valley, like away from everybody. It's 3 hours from New York, but it feels like it's 3 years from New York.
Right. Isn't, that's how it feels. That's where Joe Biden's from, right before he went to Delaware.
Yeah.
Now, think about this. He picked Delaware as a place
to get away from Wilkes-Barre, right?
Right. It's not like he went to Palm Springs or, you know,
it's
Palm
so
Beach.
Bad that, you know, what was his name with the George Burns and Gracie, they always used to say, yeah, back in Wilkes-Barre. That's what they used to call in the old days.
Was that like the town
like
they made fun
line.
Of?
Yeah, okay. Wilkes-Barre.
All right. 248-848-1130. Ron, are you out in Arizona?
Hey.
What's up?
This is Gobi from Arizona.
What's up?
Oh, Gobi, what's happening there, fella?
Well, I just got done golfing in 90-degree weather, and I listened to this crazy talk about you guys, the Pistons, having such a low salary, all these players, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million.
Yep.
I think you guys sound like George Bush back in the old days when he said he didn't know how much a loaf of bread costs.
Oh, I remember that.
You think that because we think that it's low, but there's still
it's
millions?
It's low in the NBA. I mean, it's not those salaries. Not
compared to me or you or...
You're blaming the union because AD isn't going to make $20 million. He'll get his money when the time comes.
No, I do blame him. I don't know why a union would stifle their own players from making money. It doesn't make any sense. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, the dumbest thing I ever heard is everybody is making $1 million or $3 million a year, doesn't invest in wisely in the market, and lives the rest of his life like a king.
But you know what? Let me tell you something. That's the biggest stereotype I've ever heard. And you know why? Everybody always says that about athletes. Go look at the files of all the doctors and lawyers who filed for bankruptcy and didn't handle money correctly. Stop it.
Because the doctors and lawyers are all getting sued for malpractice, which maybe is, maybe isn't, and they settle out of court.
No, and a lot of those guys also mishandle their money. A lot of people.
Hey,
wait a minute. Wayne Newton, Mark, in Vegas. Wayne Newton had to file for bankruptcy. He's making $3 million a day or whatever, $1 million a day performing. Go see what happened to Wayne Newton.
Yeah, the big dummy put up a big zoo.
Well, but he had to file for bankruptcy.
And he parked a plane in his backyard.
How about how many times has Donald Trump filed for bankruptcy? Three?
I think three times, yeah.
Smartest guy in the world, too.
Well, that's what he says, right. He tells everybody that.
Don't get away with that. They're not that smart.
But I got to tell you, hey, dude, listen to me. The old Patrick Ewing line, we make a lot of money because we spend a lot of money. Don't you have sympathy?
Very true.
Let me tell you something. I have sympathy for guys when they have to go buy a lot of cars.
Oh, stop.
Restaurants. I can't even do it with a straight face.
You can't even do it with a straight face.
I just think people are way too upset over other people with money. I never get it.
Nah, no way am I upset.
You don't care.
I'm upset because they spend it stupid.
Well, but why would you? I mean, you know what? Same thing with the union.
How do you spend your money, dude? Seriously, Gobi, how do you spend it?
I'm living pretty high on the hog out here in Scottsdale.
Yeah, I just heard you were golfing in 90. Where were you at? The Boulders? Where were you?
The Boulders? I played there a couple of days ago. I played Estancia, which most people can't even get on.
Well, very nice. You got a
you're
nice
living
life.
Hoity-toity.
Well, I'm just telling you guys, you're getting me to talk about what I do. What I do, I'm lucky. But I worked for General Motors, and I invested wisely in the market.
And you know what?
You don't get rich working for General Motors.
And what about the people that invested wisely in the market in 2008 and lost half their money?
Some people lost. Why? You were fortunate. There are other people who tried to do the right thing, and you know that, and it didn't work out for them. It happens.
Yeah, they should try harder then.
All right.
Come on. Sometimes you got to have.
See ya. Thanks.
Thanks, man. Remember the night it was Jim Cramer who said, everybody buy Wachovia. It was the day before Wachovia folded. I mean, to this day, I don't know how he's on television.
I'm going to tell you.
Jim Cramer.
My biggest mistake.
Buy Wachovia.
My biggest mistake was listening to other people. I had marked $2,000. I was going to buy the Kmart stock. It was penny stock, right? It was like, I don't know, a nickel or whatever it was, 4 cents or whatever it was, a share. And somebody said, don't do that. It's just you're gonna waste your money. You're just throwing it away. You're opening up the window and you're throwing out $2,000. I'm telling you, don't do it. You know what that stock went to? To the high mark? $191 a share.
It happens.
And I didn't do it because I listened to somebody. I had the money. I was going to make the phone call.
Okay.
And I did a trial balloon and said, what do you think about that? Do you think I should do that? No, I wouldn't do that. That's dumb.
Look, we could all bring our stories of what we should have done or shouldn't have done. That 2008, though, was incredible because it happened so fast. You had no time to recoil and regroup. And some of it just was gone. It was just gone. And they said, well, why didn't you could have waited? Well, how did you know? How did you know to wait? Wait for what? Well, history tells you. You know, we're still, what am I talking about? I could be talking about this all day. 248-848-1130. Is there anybody, give me the crickets, because I think that the Pistons deserve it.
No, they're Mark, we're talking Pistons during the Bad Boy special, okay? Let's just be honest.
I don't think after people know it's on.
Well, people in their cars, they can't watch it, but most people are watching it. I'm just saying.
You think?
Yes. It's all over Facebook and Twitter. That's all I'm seeing is Bad Boy's on. Bad Boy's on. I mean,
you do understand there's a thing called the DVR, which is what I'm currently
doing?
No,
but a lot of people, Mark, that's you. Everybody doesn't do that.
I think more than you think DVR stuff.
You know,
I'm a DVR
freak. The next DVR will be my first.
Why? You can watch a television show without commercials.
I don't have time. I don't have time to come home and watch stuff.
You go home and you take your little nap and your thing there, and you watch your screen in your basement. I've seen you do it.
But I don't watch anything.
Why wouldn't you do it? You hook it up and you go, you know what? I got an hour show on here. I can watch it in 40 minutes.
Why? Right.
I got a half hour show I watch in 22. Why wouldn't you want to do that? It makes no sense to me. I DVR everything. I don't watch anything live except sporting events now.
Right.
Even Idol, I have to. And by the way, for Miss Farmington Hills, she is leading the pack, baby. Our new American Idol is going to be Gina from North Farmington
Look at
High
you.
School.
I can't believe you were into that. Just
I love American Idol. I'm not afraid to say it right now. Well, if you follow us on Twitter, I do tweet after American Idol.
All right, we'll take more of your phone calls, 248-848-1130. Mark, also, we got a sports wrap coming up or no?
Not yet. Not quite yet. But it will be coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, though.
Okay.
Jamie Edmonds from Local 4. Your buddy will be here, and we'll do some hockey biz. Because in that 9 o'clock hour, we're going to actually finally do some, what's that?
I said yes, my buddy.
248-848, I can't even understand you. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker the Man, back on the Fan. Now you can tell me.
What did he say?
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, Rob, so as I mentioned earlier, I'm driving around Coulee Lake Road and Union Lake.
You drive a lot.
I do. I got places to go, people to see. I got meetings. I got things to do. I'm not just sitting around.
Sitting around.
So I'm using my car quite often. And you know, and I'm telling you, I've already had the issues. But from now on, if I ever have an issue, and if you do too, whether it's potholes or otherwise, you need to take your car, truck, or van, your vehicle to the pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound in no time. Sometimes, Mark, the same day.
Oh, that Mike, he gets it done. Expert Car Care services everything. You're talking about from windshield wipers or something as simple as a tire repair to something as big and major as a transmission or an engine. They can make it happen. They can do it. And just mention you and moi, and you'll have good things happen to you.
Are you saying Parker and a Man? All you got to do is say Rob and
us.
Mark and Rob, and you know what? You will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also, Mark, listen closely, a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings right then and there. Passed on to you just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert, that's Xpert Car Care. Two great locations, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care. It is your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Knock on the door.
This is Three's Company.
Waiting for you.
I know this one.
Where the kisses are.
Hers and his. Three's Company too. Very nice.
Come and dance on our
floor. So see, John Ritter's long gone, unfortunately. You can push it up there, Gary. We're gonna go to the Regal Beagle.
The Regal Beagle to hang out.
EP, you wanna go to the Regal Beagle? We can pick up some babe at just
He doesn't
the
know.
Beagle.
He doesn't know what the Regal Beagle is.
Dude, massive babes at the Regal Beagle.
And come on, Mr. Furley. That was Don Knotts was funny.
Don Knotts is gone.
I didn't like the Ropers.
Norman Fell gone? The Ropers?
I don't know. The Ropers were terrible.
Audra Lindley?
Did you think they were terrible?
No, I love the Ropers. Talking about
it was so dry humor. He never wanted to get it on with her. I don't blame
what
she looked
Suzanne
like.
Summers is selling makeup and stuff on QVC.
Making a ton of money. A
lot of money. And Joyce DeWitt is like doing Broadway or something. She's back in doing, she might be back on television this fall. There was something that Joyce DeWitt, and she was Chrissy, Janet. Chrissy was Suzanne Summers. But that there's a show from a million years ago now.
And it became a big hit. And remember, Suzanne Summers was only on for one season, though, right? Was it one or two?
A couple.
She got into a big contract dispute. She wanted to get paid, and they wouldn't pay her.
And then she was replaced by that one girl who was no good. And then Priscilla Barnes came on the show
right.
at the end. And Priscilla Barnes was actually okay.
But you know what? Suzanne Summers was at that time.
Harrison was her name, right?
Was the big sex symbol and her.
Oh, Suzanne Summers.
They were like, oh, no, she's getting paid for this show, and she helped. She was off.
Dude, let me tell you something. Suzanne Summers, you'd think, that has been married to the same man for like 50 years.
Really?
Yes. Alan, I can't remember his last name.
Alan Thick?
Not Alan,
Alan
Thick.
Alan Thick?
Not Alan Thick. Not Robin Thick. I can't remember Suzanne. I can't remember his name, but they've been married forever.
Speaking of Alan Thicke, one of the greatest lines on The Golden Girls. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy saying, Rose said she can't believe it, and Dorothy goes, I can't believe Alan Thicke has a hit series, okay. but you know.
You told me that one before, yeah.
I'm like, oh, what a.
Was that what he had, Thicke of the Night?
Yeah, I can't believe Alan Thicke has a thick.
Oh,
no, The Growing Pains.
Growing Pains? Was it Growing Pains?
Well, The Seavers. Wasn't that Growing Pains? Yeah,
with
Growing Pains.
Kirk Cameron, who's turned into a kind of a.
But he's got nine kids or
I know,
something.
Kirk,
I don't know.
Kirk Cameron. Whee!
All right, 248-848-1130 is the
exciting,
phone number.
It's exciting. Alan Hamill. Thank you very much. That's Suzanne Summers' longtime husband.
50 years they've been married?
Does it say on there how long they've been married? Seriously. Because you wouldn't think Suzanne Summers would have the, come on, 77 years.
Oh, stop.
She may look a little older now, but since when? Oh, since 77. So 36 years, 37 years.
That's a long time.
Long time. Almost 40 years they've been married. So I didn't want to push their Chrissy, but they've been married a long time. And still, like, really in love with each other, and they love each movie. I think he comes on the QVC shows occasionally with her.
No, but she makes money off
oh,
that
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
Her and Valerie Bertinelli, who's on Hot in Cleveland.
People
they
don't
all
understand.
Do,
if you get
what's
on those,
her name? Ireland.
You get on that stuff, Mark, and you sell you get millions of dollars.
I mean, Rob, it's just money over money.
Right.
Because you don't have to do anything.
No.
You come on, you make one TV show. One infomercial.
And they play it over and over,
over and
right.
over and occasionally go on QVC, sell it live. Well, do it live, Bill O'Reilly. And you're in like Flint. You're in, made in the shade.
Absolutely.
Money over money. That's how Bertinelli makes it after she divorced Eddie Van Halen. 9 o'clock hour coming up.
He's trying to buy a team, isn't he? No, who's trying to buy
Eddie
a team?
Eddie Van Halen?
Yeah. Maybe it's not Van Halen. Somebody's trying to buy a football team.
Well, Donald Trump's going to buy the Bills. You just said it.
Yeah, but somebody else.
Some rocker?
Yeah, I thought it was Van Halen because he owned the Philadelphia Arena team, right? Is
who
that Van Halen? Van Halen.
Well, Eddie Van Halen Alex or
no,
David
Eddie.
Lee Roth?
No, not David.
Oh, Eddie?
That was Bon Jovi.
Oh, Bon Jovi. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
John Bon Jovi. Yes.
The same thing. Same thing.
Gary, it's the same thing. It's Bon Jovi.
It's like if you would ask about a rap guy. You know what it would be? The same thing.
Nas, whoever.
Right.
It's all the same guy. All right, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we got a sports wrap to do. Then we're going to do some Red Wings business. We're going to talk about the Wings tomorrow night. They go at 7:30 against the Boston Bruins.
I don't think they have a shot.
You know, and I've had to put a little syrup on my waffle, but I think I've come up with my decision as to what to do with the Wings in the series.
And I know that they beat Boston, what, three times?
Three out of four?
Yeah, in the regular season.
Don't poo-poo it.
And people always say, but Boston, what Mark firepower, have scored the most goals, allowed the least amount of goals in the NHL. I mean, they're well-rounded. They do a lot of
and
things.
And probably have the best goalie in Tuukka Rask. He may not have had the best numbers, but he's still – they got the great defense in front of him. This is a tough nut to crack. And the game start in Boston. You could be down 2-0 early. All right, look, save that A material. Full hour of Red Wing stuff coming up on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Be a part of it. 248-848-1130. As I said, sports wrap next on a TV theme song Thursday. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.